Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are talking about some energy tonight. We're in Energy Speaks by Lee Harris, and I love this chapter. We're going to be the angel behind you, and boy, there's always an angel behind you. Go ahead and get my lovely, wonderful, and she is an angel on the planet. So, Miss Amy Frost, how are you doing tonight?
Somebody keeps, touching my back. You keep looking back. I keep looking back. Nobody's there. If somebody keeps touching my back, I keep looking back. There's nobody there.
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that a lot.
Phew.
So that's what this
Thank
whole
God.
Chapter is all about. I know. So just right off the bat, I wanted to let people know, if you're not familiar with Lee Harris, go to leeharrisenergy.com. And Lee has all kinds of wonderful programs and things like that that he does. He has a free YouTube that he does with a monthly forecast. The different things that are going on in the planet. And boy, he's been really busy with this, all the stuff with the COVID-19. He's been very generous to, he did a March forecast, he did a mid-March, and he just released the April forecast, which I listened to that today, and I have to say, it just makes your heart feel a little better knowing that things are positive and in the direction that they're going, and all these things are all going to ultimately be something that really helps us to be just in a better place on the planet. So I really want to thank him for that.
If you take this as an opportunity. So
exactly.
I think that everybody needs to look at that for themselves. Yeah, some of the things really
mm-hmm.
are scary and they kind of suck.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go to
page
213. And it says, here, maybe this will help you. Anytime you find yourself in a struggle, such as a feeling bad about yourself, getting stuck in a painful behavioral pattern, or arguing with a loved one, not that you're right, all these people trapped at home, yay, all that good, quality time. In truth, you're standing at the door of an opportunity. It's a chance to become a master of your own energy. We invite you to take the struggle as a signal to immediately stop and to confer with the part of you that calmly witnesses the movement of your life, the observer part of you.
Yeah. So this angel that's behind you is they call it the observing angel, and it's a subtle awareness mm-hmm. that literally just is right behind you, and it's above all the noise and holds you so close. It's unfathomable the ability of compassion and wisdom that this angel holds for you. And boy, just kind of knowing that when I first read this chapter,
mm-hmm.
it just made me feel that, I got this because my angel's helping to help me to feel like, angel's got me and I've got whatever's coming on with me. And I'm excited for the show because Amy's going to be doing a really wonderful visualization a little bit later after we kind of give a little bit more breakdown of this angel and just how amazing it is. I really encourage people to go back to the show and to listen to the visualization, just kind of really help you to take a deep breath and kind of and ground yourself. In the way that, in a way that really can help you to just kind of ground yourself, catch yourself when all these different things are just coming fast and furious sometimes with all this different energy that's happening on the planet right now. It's really good to be able just to take a nice deep breath. So, make sure we're doing that for sure.
And right there, and also on 213, it says your observer is part of you that sits along your spine. Directly behind your physical body. And I think it's interesting because our dear Kelly Kapler is in the last few months done a lot of meditations about your spine and working
mm-hmm.
on your spine long before all this stuff, right, started, this crazy that started happening. And I don't know if you've ever had this experience, Robin, but for our dad's been gone a long time. He died in 83. I have always, for many years, felt his back, his hand on my back, like bent his back.
That's awesome.
You ever had that experience?
No.
Maybe pay attention. Maybe you have, but you just didn't notice.
I think I have him come into my life in kind of a different way. I know his presence sometimes, but it's not necessarily a physical feeling like I've got a him touching me. But there's just different for me. It's just a sense of ideas and things like that that come into mind sometimes when I'm ready to create things. I have that kind of stuff. Like, yeah. And that's what Dad would do. That's what I think.
Oh, that's interesting.
What would Dad do?
Well,
and an idea pops in my head. So you know, I think he's helping me that way. So let's go to page 213 and really talk about meeting your inner observer, and really kind of get into this. So yeah. So again, when you're finding yourself in a struggle. You know, like Amy was saying, you're feeling bad or feeling stuck in a painful behavior pattern, being able to just look at the opportunity and feel that presence by beginning to feel the observer. And it says it's not the left of you, the right of you, or even not in front of you. It's always a part of you sitting along your spine. And I just love that idea that it's just something that helps you just, you know, to stand up straight in the world. I think that's just so
awesome.
I
like that, yeah.
Yeah. So one of the two things that will typically happen when you connect with your angel is the energy will dissipate. So let's just step back a little bit here. It says, as a compassionate, loving witness, your inner observer is also one of your angels. Through his kind eyes, you can see yourself with a beautiful clarity. And use this clarity to look within. And, you know, see if you're judging yourself, attacking yourself. And say, part of me is completely identified with going on to the outer world, but being able to turn inward, you know, being able to recognize the energy and being able to hand it over to your inner observing angel. And I think really all we really have to do is just I'm willing to give this to my inner, you know, to my observing angel. You just say that, and it's basically your free will and being able to help release that. And again, the energy will dissipate because you have sent it in a different direction than your energy field, one that has a lot more space and room. And then secondly, all of a sudden you'll just kind of have, once you get into the habit of being able to hand it over, it really helps to give you just that peace of mind of being able to just say that, you know, I'm not in this alone. I have something that really can help me to get rid of these problems that I have and know that it's going to be helping me to be able to see the cleanest, clearest way of being able to move past this and through this.
And I want people to, you know, it's okay if you're going, what? This seems really crazy. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
What we're asking you to do is to just relax a little bit and be willing to be willing, if you're not quite willing, but be willing, as close to willing as you can, to have an experience. Because this isn't a head thing. This isn't a we're going to talk to you about this thing. We're going to have an experience. And whatever happens is fine. It's perfect. And it's about trusting God, trusting Source, and see what's happening for you.
Yeah, so when it goes on to talk about just the different ways that we connect. And it says, you know, when you're feeling disconnected from someone, whether just for a moment or for a prolonged period of time, it is your heart that experiences the most, and just disappointment, sadness, loneliness, and grief. And when it comes to your stomach, which I thought was really interesting, you may feel the impact in a way that's hard to ignore. It's almost like feeling like you're getting kicked in the gut by life events by life's events or gripped by fear. So if you breathe into your stomach, you know, observe what happens, and giving your attention into your heart and your stomach begins to immediately dissipate the heavier energies that have weighed you down. And I think that's such an important thing to think about. Yeah, that you could breathe into an area of the body that feels tense or has, just like they're saying, it's very uncomfortable and it's seeking to talk to you, being able to either, you know, take that breath and being able to almost put your hand there and just saying, you know, what do I need to know? And asking your observing angel to help you to communicate with that. I think that's just such an amazing and easy thing to do.
Like our dear Kelly always talks about, you know, the body doesn't lie. And that your body is giving your body a chance. And I love also it says, listen to this sentence, my friends. Your inner observer angel has your back. It can dissipate any inner conflict or act of self-violence as soon as you hand those energies over. So let's sit with that for a minute. An act of self-violence. We're doing that to ourselves all the time. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it goes on to talk about the different components, you know, whether it's self-judgment, and, you know, we could be hardwired to that just because of the way that we've been raised and looking
right,
at
exactly.
ourselves from that external way, yeah, and then looking at it from a component of shame. And one thing you said about shame I thought was interesting is shame is a very efficient way to keep yourself small sequentially away from life. And shame is one of the greatest lies. Yeah, it's one of the greatest lies that creates separation between the people who feel ashamed and the other and others around us and everywhere in life. So just think about people who really just, you know, hide away from life, wondering about, you know, how much of that is, you know, could or would be shame. I think that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, it's about allowing your inner observer angel to take the shame and let it unburden you. Wow. Just to have something that, you know, I'm no longer going to be, you know, having internal violence with myself. I'm not going to allow myself to have self-judgment. I'm not going to allow myself to have shame. And even ask your observing angel to say, help me recognize when I go into those patterns. And I think
or even
one
before,
thing that
right? That would be the goal, ultimately.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, one thing that's been really helpful for me that I've shared with Amy before is just like, oh, I don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't do shame. I don't do self-judgment. And just knowing that you can move past that. And it can be something that really giving yourself permission that you're not going to do it anymore. And have your angel to help you to be able to move through that. Like you said, I love that. You know, not even before I even go there. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's what practice is all about, right? And then that's why it's really important that you create a daily practice. And there's so many things that you can do. So it's about finding your own way and how you do that. And what I recommend is, why I do it on Sundays, I set up, what will my practice be this week? What will my exercise routine be? What will the different activities I'm working on, I actually schedule them. And I also schedule, you know, soul time, and that's time where I don't have anything planned. I'm not meditating. I really let my soul lead me, and I really have to put it on the calendar because we get, quote-unquote, too busy, right? We have a lot more time today, yay. So what I want to support everybody in doing is using this Sabbath time that we've been given that looks like the coronavirus and use it to help us create new habits, right? New practices that we can take into our lives once they restart in a new way.
That's great. So moving on with the, you know, being able to just embrace the you know, this magnificent angel that's just a part of you and knowing that, you know, that this, the truth is that you have behind you an enormous loving beast of an angel so strong that it can neutralize your internal war in a blink of an eye. It is not a mistake.
Archangel Michael, right?
Yeah. It's not a mistake for an earth angel as you, as you would like to call them, because they call themselves an earth angel since they're hanging out with you, those humans who do not incredibly act on self-love. The energetic able both within you and surrounding you is something different. It is a fire of uncompromising truth and profound peace. Wow. Uncompromising truth and profound peace. Let's sit with that for a second.
And I think this is on the final exam, everybody. So, no, I'm going to, you know, as a college professor, I'm going to pound on the desk. This is on the final exam. It's important to understand that you are not asking your angel to take your troubles. Ready? You are giving them to your angel. That's a big difference.
It's a very big difference.
It's like the God box. That's one of my favorite exercises. I actually have a box where I write down things and I give them to God. And you can just imagine doing it with your angel. The angels are doing the work for God, right? However you want to make sense out of that. And I, you know, put them in the box. And this would be a lovely addition to, you know, to doing that, seeing those angels, taking that. You're giving that to them. So they're waiting for you to say, I'm ready to release this. That's why we have to do release work, right?
And it's good to know that, you know, it wants to lighten your load and it sees your happiness as its own happiness.
Right.
So when
right.
it comes to being able to work with that, it's a win-win for, you know, the whole relationship. And
exactly.
I just love to think of this thing as just, you know, best friend ever.
Amen. Absolutely.
That's with you all the time. Yeah. Yeah, and I think part of it's just like any other kind of relationship is just learning to have the communication and the way that you can have the give and take in a conversation. And, you know, you could even take a journal, and we've talked about this before on the show too, where your right hand could be you talking and then your left hand could be observer angel. Use my left hand to be communicating to me so I can get used
to our conversations
that we have with each other.
In my master's in spiritual psychology, one of our exercises, we called it, you know, self, you know, counseling. And it would be, you know, yourself as the counselor, yourself as the client. And I have to tell you, I probably told you this story. So I was doing that exercise, and we would, whatever the, you know, gestalt or whatever the process was. And I was doing counselor says, client says, counselor says, client says. And then when I got to the counselor, and he's like, why don't you use my name? I'm like, what's your name? And Grace. And I'm like, okay. And I left it in the paper, and I still got an A. So I was like, okay.
Well, that's cool. No, I never heard that story.
Right?
That's really cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
So your
Grace.
BFA, your,
okay,
your best friend angel, right? So your best friend angel. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So... When one the thing that that Lee wants you to know is that your energy field is highly changeable. And when it seems like you've run out of all your human answers and solutions, it's time to turn to your etheric body. And your etheric body is literally just your energy. And some people talk about the energy field that's around you, your aura, that kind of thing, that spot that's right outside of your regular body. And I love that he talks about etheric knowledge. So, you know, it's around your body, and it's wisdom that you can tap into anytime you want to, and it's literally right outside your physical body. I just think that's so amazing and awesome.
Yeah.
And that it's just full of new possibilities that are just waiting to help you to move past any kind of human struggles that you have every day. And that's just, wow, that's amazing.
And why not give it a try? It's not going to cost you anything. You know, I mean, we always ask for highest good. We always ask that it's of God. We always ask that it's of the light. Or we don't going to do it, right? So, you protect yourself. We're not asking you to do crazy things. We're not asking you to risk anything. Or we want you to do, you know, come from God, come from light.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And it's just a matter of asking that, you know, you become aware of the conversation and the connection and that you share your day with your angel. And it's like it's something, I think it's just so neat because it's something that you've always had but you didn't know you had. And
well, you know, I think we've had
inklings,
but
relations.
We talk about it right in different ways, my gut, my instinct. I think part of the problem is we don't have good languaging.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so much of the time, too, they talk about mother's intuition, like how a mother has a sense of things. And for whatever reason in society, we make that okay. Because, like, once it becomes, like, with a child, everybody goes, oh, yeah, that must be really valid or whatever. But we have it all the time. Yeah, I just think that's very, very interesting. And I love the icing here. He talks about when you're sitting down and you have that denseness, that dense sensitivity about things where you feel like you're weighed down, it's really great to come from a place of wanting to clean your house. And, boy, everybody's talking about right now with this downtime that people are organizing and clearing things out and just the spring cleaning. I just love to think of it as a soul cleaning. Of being able to go back and look at my life and figure out, you know, where am I now and where do I want to go? And you just do it in baby steps for yourself. And I think part of the cleaning of your house is, you know, you pull out all these old things that you can look at and just bring up all those memories of what I want to keep and what I'm ready to let go of. And I think that could be such a powerful thing to be able to do that.
And if he brings up sadness, make sure you, you know, phone a friend, get some help, right? Going through things, unresolved grief, or things that you'd wish to turn out differently may come up, and that's okay. Don't go it alone. Get support.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, and this is really great, too, because once you know that you freshen up your inner space, it helps you to be able to build up just that strength within yourself and is it just a sense of your accomplishments that you have created in your life and your wisdom that you've been able to accumulate. With all the different experiences and things that you've had to be able to share with yourself. So it's just a wonderful way of being able there. That's what the observing angel has really helped you here to help you understand and to walk through is just to see the amazing things that you've been able to walk through and do for yourself. And, you know, we always want to go back to self-care because it's really important to realize that it's not being selfish to choose to do that inner work for yourself and really help to have a sense of really just the reflection that can turn into the wisdom once you're being able to just step back and look at it from a little bit different perspective as you hold yourself in just a lot of love and care.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ready to do a visualization?
I think here we go. And what I want you to do, when we say visualization, you may feel something, you physically, emotionally, you may see something, you may smell something. So I just want you just to relax, and you can close your eyes if you want. I think that makes it more helpful. And here we go. So get yourself comfortable in your chair or laying down or whatever you choose to do. Breathe deeply into your belly. Whether you're a woman or a man, understand that you're pregnant right now, metaphorically speaking. The creator in you is always pregnant. You're birthing something new, someone new within yourself. It is important now to protect and look after yourself the way you would if you knew you were carrying a precious new life in the womb of your being. Ask your inner observer angel, who stands steadily behind you, to wrap its wings around you. Breathe in and breathe out. Feel the wings as they softly brush against your shoulders and arms, crisscrossing the front of your body. Sense the warmth of their shimmer as they reach to protect you, forming an energy shield over your solar plex and heart, your third and fourth chakras. Feel the profoundly tender strength that covers you now. Breathe in and breathe out. If you'd like, ask your angel to cover your entire torso and head, cocooning you within its stillness, quiet and calm and radiantly alive. Its enormous wings can easily hold you without constricting you in any way. Breathe in and breathe out. Be assured that your angel knows you, whether you are a mother, father, teacher, healer, caregiver, leader or lover of the world, or a combination of many roles. It knows how much you give, how hard you work, how driven you are to make a difference. It knows of your heartbreaks and your dreams. It knows you are here for a purpose. It knows the fire in your soul. It is aware of all the energy required to be you. It would be healing to do so. So let yourself feel tired for a moment, if that's what you feel, unapologetically so. Let yourself fully drain of energy, just as you are the angel to do so for so many others in your life. Allow yourself to be the exhausted one right now. While you are shielded and protected by this glorious angel's wings, these wings will recharge you very fast when you surrender and drop into them. Breathe in and breathe out. Let yourself drop down a little deeper, completely within the sacred cocoon. Now allow yourself to sense the regeneration taking place while you relax in this space, feeling peaceful, tender, helped, supported, and soothed. Feel the regeneration coursing through every cell in your body and every part of your energy field, clearing and fluffing up your energy on every level of your being. Breathe in and breathe out. In words, images, or energy alone, let the angel behind you feel the gratitude you would like to share with it before leaving its amazing embrace. And know that
that's
you can
so
go
good.
Back to right any time that you want to. And so for now, we're going to come back.
Yeah, so take a nice deep breath in.
I feel fluffy.
I'm fluffed. I am loved. There we go. Oh, my gosh. That's
so
great.
I'm going to take a picture of this. So on Energy Speaks, it's page 222. And I have a Amy's What Next list where I track everything that I'm doing. It's 6 pages long. It is, I'm looking at my computer right now, it's 2,222 words.
Wow. That's cool.
So I'm definitely going to take a picture of that. So we may be in the right space. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Pretty crazy.
So initially, make an agreement with yourself to work with this meditation period for a period that feels best for you. It could be 3 days or 7 days or 10 days. Once you begin your angel's offering, that you go ahead and lock that in, providing easy passage between your physical and also your etheric self. And just making sure that it doesn't feel, it may feel foreign at first, but then you will recommend within about 5 minutes, your angel will offer you a wish for each day. So take that wish. Got an echo going on.
An echo.
So, you want to go ahead and read the your place of peace and refuge, Jane?
Why don't you do it?
Well, I have an echo.
Oh, you actually, I don't hear your echo. I thought you were kidding. Okay. All
oh,
right.
That's interesting.
So,
oh, yeah.
Well, I'll do it, but I don't hear an echo from you, so that's really interesting. The angel behind you is the guardian of your silent awareness, your inner home. We're not implying that the external world will not be safe, but we are affirming that coming back to the voice and touch of your soul will always keep you centered and clear. It will show you the course corrections that will occasionally be needed. It will confirm the roadmap that is right for you to follow. And they always have these wonderful, affirmations. And here is the held in light affirmation. The angel behind you is the guardian and the amplifier of expanded awareness. It is lovingly witnessing all that I experience and knows the depth of my heart and soul. Held gently in its wings of light, I am safe, I am clear, I am awake, I am home.
And I am fluffy.
And I am fluffy. Did you hear
yourself echoing?
Say it
again.
You still hear yourself echoing.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Oh, gosh. So, again, this is Energy Speaks by Lee Harris. We've been taking our time with it. Started last year and finishing up this year with it. Gosh, so many wonderful lessons.
And I also know that there's in the closing is that I am love, and I'd love to read that to you for you, the very last page. And it says, so, if you're ready to awaken to greater love, repeat this out loud. Are you ready, Robin?
Ready.
All right, here we go. I am everything in creation. I am pure love in the human body. I am here to share, expand, and grow. I am love, and love will always find me. I welcome love with open arms. I welcome love with open arms. I welcome myself with open arms. Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You are clear. You are love. Bada boom, bada bang. Boop. And we are done with energy.
Yep, I still have an echo. That sounds interesting. So next week we're going to have Dennis on, and he's a Vedic astrologer. And we're going to talk about COVID-19 and what the stars are saying about that. So I'm very interested to see what Dennis has got to say about that. We had him on the show a couple of years ago, and I'm so glad to bring him back to the cafe. I think it's going to be a really interesting conversation.
Yeah, it definitely will be. Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And just so you know, for our next cafe book club, we're going to be doing The Universe is Always Has a Plan by Matt Kahn. And the subtitle of that, The 10 Golden Rules for Letting Go. Boy, I think we're definitely in a place of letting go right now. So we're going to be working on that one. Kelly is a very big fan of Matt Kahn as well as I am. So we're looking forward to having her jump on and be a part of some of the conversations.
Well, it's funny. So I bought you that book. Whoops, let's just go back. That was crazy. All right, so I got you that book for your birthday, and she bought it for me as a gift. So it's lots of giving all around.
Yeah, it's got to be a what the heck, I guess we're doing it, because everybody and their brother's been getting it. So, and I've been familiar with Matt probably for 4 or 5 years, and he's just a really great message for people to be, you know, growing and working with their soul. It's a good, some soul, good soul care. There you go. It's all good. So we want to wish everybody just all kinds of wellness right now, and we're really giving you a big, you know, virtual hug for sure with everything that's going on. Anything else you'd like to say?
I'd say, yeah, please, you know, just humor us a little bit. Give this a try and see how it works for you. And, you know, let us know. Let us know how it's working.
Just a reminder, too, you know, take a few days, up to 10 days, and just kind of listen to, Amy did a wonderful job with that visualization. Just, you know, listen to that for about 10 days. And just see where you are with everything. Maybe do a little journaling and see if that really works for you. So we love to hearing any kind of feedback that you guys want to bring to us. And any ideas or comments you'd like to be send it into the show, we appreciate that too. So as always, we wanted to thank you for joining us here at the cafe. So we'll see you next time with Dennis.
Woohoo!
Get some Vedic astrology going on.
Hang out with my angel.
All right.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast.
To learn more,
visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.